WCOFM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 73. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, July 9th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust in the Glen Haven Retirement Village. Some scattered showers and storms this afternoon with a high about 92. Two people die in crashes involving semis in Caddo County. Story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Two deadly accidents involving semis along I-40 near Hinton over the weekend. The accidents occurred just within a few hours of each other. The first about 9:30 Friday morning, a mile west of Hinton. The drive shaft of a semi broke and four cars trailing behind the rig all hit the debris. The driver of one of the cars, 30-year-old Landon Sayers of Altus, lost control, ran off the highway and rolled several times and died at an Oklahoma City hospital. None of the other drivers were injured. The other fatal accident, a fire ahead on collision involving two semis 3 miles east of Hinton, that about 7 o'clock Friday night. 34-year-old Justin James Schneider of Elk City died in that crash. State troopers say Schneider was westbound on the interstate when a tire blew out. He crashed through the cable barrier in the median and hit the oncoming big rig. Schneider was ejected from his cab. The other driver, 50-year-old Terso Leyva of Phoenix, Arizona, managed to escape uninjured. That crash closed the eastbound lanes of the interstate for about 10 hours. Also on Friday, an Amber truck driver involved in a traffic accident in eastern Oklahoma. 34-year-old Cynthia Rittenberry, driving a 2016 Peterbilt, was not hurt, but the driver of the other vehicle suffered life-threatening injuries. That accident happened Friday afternoon south of Wagner on U.S. Highway 69 at the Muskogee Turnpike. The Highway Patrol reports Rittenberry was northbound. The other vehicle tried to merge onto the highway and drove right into Rittenberry's path. The other driver, identified as 45-year-old Samantha Otterbein of Muskogee, last in critical condition with head, neck, and internal injuries in a Tulsa hospital. And a Marlow woman has drowned in eastern Stevens County. 61-year-old Beverly Ann Cook pronounced dead at the scene by a medical examiner. The drowning occurred just after 9 o'clock last night, about 4 miles east of Bray. The Highway Patrol said a flotation device was not in use. Cool news time, 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. More cool news coming right up.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven. 224-0909.
Family, friends, and fans of an Oklahoma wrestling legend are breathing a collective sigh of relief. A silver alert issued for Danny Hodge by Perry Police over the weekend. Hodge left his home in Perry Friday afternoon, didn't return, or make that Saturday afternoon, and did not return. Hodge is 86 and is said to have dementia. The silver alert canceled, though, late yesterday. The website Intermat said that Hodge's granddaughter, Stacy Wilson, posted a message on her Facebook page saying Hodge had been located in Tulsa, about 90 miles from his home. Thanks, everyone, for their help. Hodge was a 3-time NCAA wrestling champion at OU and went 46-0 in the mid-1950s. He was a member of the U.S. men's freestyle wrestling teams in the 1952 and 56 Olympics and won a silver medal in 56. Some new elementary classrooms, a library, and some other new facilities are in the future at Alec Public Schools. Patrons approved a $15 million bond issue earlier this year to expand the elementary school to include a new library and some additional classrooms. And Superintendent Jason James also says it will allow them to have a state-of-the-art facility for high-tech courses, too.
We're going to have one of the most modern STEM education facilities in the state of Oklahoma.
The district's already purchased iPads and or laptops for students to use in their classes. Some more good news out of Thailand this morning. Four more members of that boys' soccer team that's been trapped in a cave for more than 2 weeks have been rescued so far. Eight of the 12 youth have been saved. Four more youth and their coach remain trapped 2.5 miles from the cave's entrance. The rate count is up slightly, both in Oklahoma and across the country. Oklahoma's rate count up to 141. Nationwide, the rate count grew by 5 to 1,052. Texas has the most active rigs, about 526. Oklahoma is at 141. New Mexico is at 99. And Kansas is at 50. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange was down last week to $73.80 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was lower to $77.11. Natural gas was down to $2.85 per million BTU. Gold at $1,265 and silver $16.25. Our weather forecast, some scattered showers and storms this afternoon, looking for a high in the low 90s. After a morning low of 68, we have fair skies and 73 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
At Service Master Medical in Chickasha, the key word is service. Service Master Medical offers years of experience, product knowledge, local ownership, delivery, and setup with a friendly, personal touch. Visit our beautiful showroom for power wheelchairs and electric scooters, lift chairs, hospital beds, oxygen equipment, nebulizers, CPAP and BiPAP machines and supplies, and of course, medical uniforms. Service Master is a Medicare provider and accepts most insurance. Stop by 2101 West Iowa in Chickasha. Call 222-4411.
In sports, teams from Chickasha and Blanchard will play in the OK Kids State Pee Wee Baseball Tournament this week. The Chickasha Cardinals winning their regional at Kingfisher, defeating a Kingfisher team 5-2 on Saturday. The Blanchard Bash won their regional at Blanchard in dramatic fashion. Blake Cresswell hit a two-out walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the eighth to break up an 8-all tie, and Blanchard would beat Canute 12-8. The state tournament in Weatherford tomorrow, starting games. Chickasha will take on the Sulphur Bulldogs at 2 p.m. Blanchard will play Weatherford at 8 p.m. Other first-round games, Clinton versus Caddo and Stillwell versus Antlers. And a team from Tuttle is in the OK Kids Midget State Baseball Tournament at Sallisaw. Tuttle will play Sallisaw in their opening round game tomorrow night. The Midget State Tournament, as we mentioned, at Sallisaw. The Oklahoma City Dodgers beaten by Round Rock at the Bricktown Ballpark yesterday. The fans treated to 26 runs and 36 hits, but Round Rock won it 18-8. The teams combined to hit 6 home runs. The Dodgers and the rest of the league are off now for the All-Star break. Oklahoma City in second place in their division with a record of 46-39. That's 1.5 games behind Colorado Springs. After the break, Oklahoma City will travel to Round Rock to open up a 4-game series that starts on Thursday. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by the Glen Haven Retirement Village and the First National Bank and Trust.